Welcome to Storyline, where everyday people throughout our community talk about the experiences that shape their lives. This week on Storyline, we listen to Maurice Johnson and her daughter, Lamelia Johnson Bonner. Maurice and Lamelia reminisce about their beloved Boonhead Pitts, as he was called, Maurice's father and Lamelia's grandfather.
My dad believed in education. In fact, he was an educator. He taught in the public schools of Winston-Salem. And he finally became the truant officer. And a lot of people laughed about him because they called him Boonhead Pitts because he was pretty tough. And he would talk to young men like he was their dad. And he would tell them the importance of education, the importance of learning. And as he told some of those who were incarcerated, while you're in there, try to learn something. He meant that you had to learn. One of the funny stories that I tell my children and grandchildren is about learning to drive. Because when I thought I had my permit and was ready to drive, I got in the car and said, "Let's go driving." My dad said, "Get out of the car." And I said, "We're supposed to go driving." And he said, "No, but you've got to do something first. You've got to change the tire." Well, I got out and looked around, and the tire was okay, all four. And he said, "Change the tire." I said, "Why change the tire?" He said, "You got to learn how to change the tire." Well, I had to take the nuts off and change the tire. And I said, "Well, what, you know what?" Now he said, "Now put the chains on." We used chains back then for snow. And of course, the reasoning behind it I learned later was that you may never know when you're going to have to do this.
That's true.
Well, it just so happens that I finally ended up working in Winston-Salem State, and they went on working many times when the public schools were out. So I had to change my tire. I had to put on chains. And in retrospect, I'm grateful to my father for being that kind of educator.
I remember you putting those chains on. Well, you know, that makes me think of what I think is one of the funniest stories of the family. Maybe a little embarrassing, but not too much, Mom. I don't think you'll mind. About your dad kind of treating you like a boy. Growing up. And what, did he already have the name Maurice picked out?
I don't know. I think it was supposed to be Walter after
okay.
him.
But he went ahead and gave you a boy's name anyway. But the funnier part to me was when you said you got some kind of fever mm-hmm. when you were 3 or 4 years old. And back then they would shave your head to cool you off. And he took that opportunity to make you into his little boy for a while until your hair grew back and put you in the little sailor suits.
That's true, and I have a picture.
You have the picture.
I have a picture of me as with my head shaved. So I did get to put on those little boy clothes that he wanted me to put on.
And so that's
but I guess I proved him wrong when he enjoyed his grandchildren so much, and I finally ended up having four. So he got to enjoy some of them, and I think was right proud.
I think he was.
Listen to other stories from our community at StorylineProject.org. Storyline is a project of the Echo Network and is made possible by the generosity of Salemtown, a continuing care retirement community where every life shines and stories are celebrated. Storyline. Make the connection.